Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Come in, Army, come in, Navy, come in, Coast Guard and U.S. Marines. Come in, too, all you nurses and civilian workers and you good people in all the United Nations. From the North Pole to the South Pole and around the equator, it's command performance time, answering the personal commands of you guys and gals who make up the high command on this number one show of yours. And right now, answering your first command, we're delighted to bring back for the fourth time that beloved character of screen and radio, Waukegan's gift to Rochester. A fellow who is known for his philanthropy, his generosity, a man who always gives till it hurts, that crybaby, Jack Benny.
Thank you and hello, fellas. Crybaby. Don, I can't understand those introductions of yours. First you say that I'm generous and I give till it hurts, and then you say I cry about it. I mean, what does that mean?
Well, Jack, everybody knows that you're one of the best-hearted and most generous men in this town.
Well, thank you.
Except where money is concerned.
Don, aren't you taking a lot of chances for a fellow who is too fat to work at Lockheed? Look, Don, I'm not tight.
Certainly you're not tight, Jack. When you do a cheap, petty, mercenary act, it's really not you.
It's not?
No, it's just one side of your dual personality.
My dual personality?
Yes, everyone has a dual personality, has two sides. Even I have, just like a coin has heads and tails.
I see. Well, from where I'm standing, brother, you didn't come up heads. And besides, Don, this is a command performance and no place to discuss dual personality.
Well, all right, Jack. If you want to go on through life not knowing why you're cheap, it's all right with me.
I don't want to know anything about it. I'm cheap, and that's that. And wait a minute.
Now, don't get excited, Jack. Your condition isn't unusual. You're simply a split personality. Haven't you ever heard of schizophrenia?
Don, there are children and Marines listening in. So watch it, will you?
But, Jack, schizophrenia is merely a scientific word meaning the two sides to every man, his ego and his alter ego.
Look, Don, we'll talk about this later. Look, I'm master of ceremonies here, and I have a lot of people to introduce. So take your big, fat schizophrenia and get out of here. Well, fellas, it won't be long before Command Performance celebrates its first birthday on the biggest worldwide radio network any show ever had. And another hit that goes in all directions is a very talented young lady from Paramount Studios. So, gang, hold on to your GI hats. We're going for another ride with Cass Daly.
Say, not long ago, I took a trip down to old Mexico. Stepped in a gay cafe to pass the evening away. A Mexicano smiled at me and introduced himself as Señor Hennessy. I just wanted company, but the Señor wanted more from me. For soon he began to begin. Then I said, Daddy, you're working much too fast for me. Daddy, He said, no harm is meant by Senor Hennessy. In fact, my wife will soon be here, you see. No sooner had he said those words to me, when in walked Mrs. Hennessy. Did I worry? You can bet your life I did. Then my system and I began to shake. She called me a homewrecker and a snake. And there were other names even worse to take. But I can't talk about that. I just said goodbye now. I gotta go now. She said, okay, you may, my dear. But not the way you came in here. So prepare to die now. Then with a twist of a wrist, she hit me with a fist. And in her fist was a bottle of ice cold cola. It knocked out every mola. This pretty little puppy like a mess. I tried to hold her, but couldn't control her. As she kicked me in my amapola. Then on my head she played the amber chorus. Love life from now on, I swear. I'm giving every married man the air. I wanna live until I'm old and gray. I made a vow and how today there'll be some change of me.
She got more applause than I did. That was Cass Daly, who appeared here tonight through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures. You know, fellas, I used to be with the Paramount studio. In fact, the last picture I made there was Love Thy Neighbor with Fred Allen. Fred Allen, if you'll pardon the expression. I mean, in fact, that was the last picture I made there. I liked it, though. It was one of those educational pictures. I knew it was educational because after the producer saw it, he says, this will teach us a lesson. Oh, well. And now, fellas, Command Performance recently got a letter from a Marine sergeant on Guadalcanal who has this to say. Guadalcanal is not quite the ideal place for a guy to continue his piano lessons. And anyway, I'm practicing on machine guns these days, helping to teach the Japs not to monkey with the U.S. Marines. But I do miss the piano. So how about Command Performance dishing out a helping of Gershwin? Yes, sir, Sergeant, we'll do just that. With Alfred Newman and his orchestra, a medley of Gershwin songs played on two pianos by those two personalities.
You see, Jack, that's just what I was talking about. Dual personality.
Don, I don't care to discuss it. Schizophrenia yet. And fellas, here they are. Hollywood's ace piano team, Marlene Fingerly and Arthur Schutt. Go ahead, kids. That was lovely and very fine music. And believe me, I know, for I'm a musician myself. You know, the last time I was on Command Performance, I played a duet with a fellow named Yasha Heifetz. Of course, he plays better than I do because, you see, he started on the violin 3 weeks before I did. 3 weeks of music makes a lot of difference. In fact, you should hear the difference. Anyway, when Yash and I stepped up to the microphone...
Say, Jack, I've just thought of a very simple way to explain that dual personality to you.
Look, I told you, Don, I'm not interested.
But it's simple. It's what you call your conscience, your evil self, your inner man.
My inner what?
Your inner man. We all have one. You have a little man inside of you, and I have one inside of me.
Well, at least yours can roam around once in a while. Now, Don, look, Don, will you do me a favor? I don't want to hear any more about inner man, outer man, or schizophrenia. To me, that's a lot of bunk. In the first place, I'll take it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
Rochester, I told you never to call me up in the middle of a command broadcast.
Well, this is important, boss. I was just leaving the house, and I thought I'd better tell you I put the key under the mat.
Now, wait a minute. Who told you you could have the night off?
Well, I thought I'd like to take Carmichael to see Mrs. Miniver.
Well, that's silly. Why would my polar bear go to Mrs. Miniver?
He wants to see if it's anything like the book.
Look, now, don't give me that stuff. If you want to go out with your girl tonight, come right out and say so.
Okay. Can I go out with my girl tonight?
No.
Can I go out for just an hour?
No.
Well, can I invite her over to the house?
No.
We're in a rut, boss. Let's start over.
Now, look, Rochester, before I left the house, I gave you some fan mail pictures to send out. As soon as you're through with them, you can go out with your girl.
That may be too late. She ain't the truest thing in town.
Well, that's your worry. Now, mail out all those pictures. And be sure to send the out-of-town ones airmail.
I ain't got no stamps.
No stamps? What'd you do with that $10 I gave you this morning to buy them with?
Well, I'll tell you, boss... I was on my way to the drugstore this afternoon to get them, and all the way over I kept saying, stamps, stamps, stamps.
Uh-huh.
And just before I got there, I stopped in the garage where a friend of mine works.
Uh-huh.
And the next thing I knew, I was on my knees saying, seven, seven, seven.
I see. So you lost that $10 shooting craps, eh?
We prefer to call it Mississippi Bridge.
I don't care what you prefer. My $10 you lost is coming out of your next week's salary.
The whole $10?
Yes, all of it.
That's a neat trick if you can do it.
I can, so don't worry. Now, goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, say, boss.
Now what?
I was listening to the program, and I heard Mr. Wilson say that there were two of you, that you have an inner man.
Well, what about it?
Which one do I speak to about a raise?
You speak to nobody. Goodbye. Always worrying about a raise. And now, fellows, by worldwide command of the AEF, Command Performance presents a very busy young lady who sells bonds, goes on camp tours, works at the canteen, makes motion pictures, and has the additional burden of being married to my band leader, Phil Harris. Your favorite singing star of dozens of your favorite pictures, lovely Alice Faye.
thank you, Jack. And I know Phil will be awfully flattered by that charming buildup. As for me, I'd like to thank all you men who write me those very beautiful letters, especially Paul, Les, Mac, Bud, and Jim at APO 832. Yes, boys, Pop Harris is coming along nicely. Love to Ray Carr and the Bunker Buds, to Johnny Manns at APO 963, and to Bob Godwin somewhere in the Pacific. And for all of you who placed orders for that certain tune, just bend an ear. Come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here, come on in here, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before, so natural that you want to go to war. It's just the bestest band, what I am. Oh, my honeyland, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Play a bugle call like you never heard before, so natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band, what I am. Oh, my honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Thank you, Alice. That was really swell.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Oh, Alice, I noticed you came down to the broadcast alone. Where's Phil tonight?
Well, it's the maid's night out, and Phil's staying home with the baby, for a change.
For a change? I should hope so, yeah. Tell me, Alice, confidentially, you know as well as I know Phil, I don't know, but tell me, what is Phil like around the house, Alice?
Oh, you won't believe this, Jack, but around the house, Phil is one of the quietest, most reserved, mouse-like people. Honestly, he's a completely different man.
See, Jack, there's a perfect example of what I was talking about. Phil Harris has a dual personality.
Don, what are you talking about?
Exactly what I've been trying to explain to you. Phil is like everybody else. He has a good side and an evil side, a smart side and a corny side.
A what?
A smart side and a corny side.
Why does he have to show so much favoritism? I tell you, I just don't believe in this dual personality stuff.
Well, I don't see why not, Jack. Even Phil believes in it. It's as simple as 2 and 2.
Oh, yeah? If you think 2 and 2 is so simple, just ask Phil to add it up sometime. Sister.
No.
Guess that last crack got her. Dual personality. Take you, for instance, Alice. You're always the same sweet, lovable girl.
Oh, that's nice of you, Jack, but you only see the good side of me. You know, there are times when that part seems completely to leave my body.
Yeah, but look what you got left. dual personality.
But, Jack, it's so simple.
Don, look, I'm going crazy. If you mention that once more, I'm going to positively walk out of here.
Jack, can't you see? It's your alter ego, like Jekyll and Hyde.
That's all, brother. Command performance or no command performance, I'm going home. So long. When that Don Wilson gets on a subject, he doesn't know when to stop.
Imagine a fella having an alter ego, a Jekyll and Hyde, an inner man. That's a lot of bunk.
Oh, well, such a lovely evening. I think I'll walk home. Gee, I wish I had a cigar. Here's a cigar store. I think I'll stop in here and get one.
Well, sir, what can I do for you?
I'd like a cigar, please.
Yes, sir. What kind?
Oh, I don't know. Something mild.
Well, here's a nice mild cigar for a quarter.
A quarter, eh?
And here's one a little stronger for 10 cents.
I see. Well, gee, I don't know which one to get. This one's a quarter, and that one's 10 cents, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know. I like the looks of that quarter one. And yet...
You know which cigar you're going to take, Jack Benny.
What?
You're going to take that 10-cent one. You always take the 10-cent one.
Yes, but the quarter cigar's milder, and it's much better for my throat.
A lot you care about your throat.
Now, wait a minute. Who are you?
I'm your alter ego. Your inner man.
Yeah? Well, you get your cigar, and I'll get mine. Come on, take that 10-cent one and let's get going. No, no, I won't take it. I want that quarter one. You hear? I want that quarter cigar.
I know you want that quarter cigar. But remember, Jack Benny, if you buy the one for a dime, you save 15 cents.
15 cents, 15 cents, 15 cents, 15 cents. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Stop it. Stop it. I don't care about the money. I don't care what I save. I want that mild cigar. Hey, mister, give me that quarter cigar.
Yes, sir.
Jack. Jack, are you crazy? Reflect a little. That cigar costs a quarter, 2 dimes, and a nickel. Think, man, think!
Okay. Hold it, mister. Hold it, please.
Make up your mind, will you? Which cigar do you want?
Take it easy. I'm in conference. Oh, I don't know what to do. I want that quarter cigar, and yet...
You want that 10-cent one.
I said the quarter one.
The 10-cent one.
The quarter one.
The 10-cent one.
All right, give me the 10-cent one. I'll take it. I'll take it. I knew this would happen to me. I knew it. I knew it.
Say, this 10-cent cigar isn't so bad after all. Doggone, it's a good smoke.
But the quarter one would have been better. Where are you going now, Jackie?
Oh, come on home with me. We'll play gin rummy.
Well, fellas, as the foreman of the Nazi swing shift said when a bomb hit the munitions factory, that's all for tonight. But before we wind up the clock and put out the cat, we'd like to say that your big show will be open for business again next week, same time. And our business is filling the orders you send in. And don't forget it. On command performance, your credit is good. Just your signature on that letter. That's all it takes. Until later, then, this is Jack Benny speaking from the USA and reminding the Axis that American troops are only 500 miles from the toe of the Italian boot. And, brother, that ain't far from that heel in Berlin. So long.
Command Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, answering the requests of our fighting men, nurses, and civilian workers throughout the world, and saluting our partners in all the United Nations. Command Performance is presented by the War Department of the United States in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and Local 47 American Federation of Musicians. This is Don Wilson thanking you for the swell letters you send to Command Performance, care of this station. And until next week, saying so long from Uncle Sam.